Los Angeles is a vast city. It has all these really distinctive neighborhoods. There's Venice Beach, all hippie and grungy. There's Westwood with UCLA and all the students. Hollywood with its apartments and theaters. Of course, super posh Beverly Hills with its gated mansions. But wherever you go, whatever part of Los Angeles you're in, it is really striking. You see rows of tents pitched on sidewalks, in alleys and parking lots, tarps strung up. The homeless population in Los Angeles has been skyrocketing.
No matter where I go, what I do, I'm on the freeway on my way to work, and I look over and go, there's an encampment.
Brian Gaines is with the University of Southern California. He was part of a team at USC that recently did a survey of the homeless population of Los Angeles. And when he went out to talk to people, there was a lot that Brian wanted to understand.
For most of the country, the homeless population has been on the decline. The economy's been good and the job market's been strong. But in LA County, the homeless population has been rising. By a lot. In fact, without LA County, the homeless population in the U.S. would have fallen for the seventh year in a row. But LA's big increase pushed up the numbers for the whole country. And Brian says it wasn't for the reasons he thought.
When you talk to individuals and find out the reason why they're homeless and why they're out here on the streets has nothing to do with being addicted to drugs or not spending their money wisely.
I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Darius Rafieyan. This is The Indicator, where every day we tell you a short story about the economy. Today, the story of homelessness in Los Angeles, why it's rising, and what's changed. The USC survey estimated the homeless population in Los Angeles County to be 57,794. That is today's indicator, 57,794.
The year before, 2016, the homeless population in LA County was just under 47,000.
In other words, the homeless population in LA increased by almost 25% in 1 year. And one of the biggest concentrations of homeless people they found was in LA's downtown.
We met Sharita Murray in the Flower District.
I burned down to the ashes, everything from that previous year, and I arise a new person.
She was sitting in a folding chair on the sidewalk next to a long row of zipped-up tents. Sharita had only been out on the street for a couple of nights, but she'd had a long experience with homelessness years ago, on these same streets, in fact. And she says she was shocked at how much things had changed since she was last here.
It broke my heart, literally, to drive up and down these streets and see all these tents that never was in places they were. They were never like this here. You got tents at every major corner here lined up. I had never seen that. On that main street going back that way. Police kept that off that boulevard. Look at it now.
Sharita says the people in these tents and under these tarps, they're good people.
But right now you got more women out here on these streets, lost everything, lost their home, lost their clothes, lost their cars, lost their families. And they out here struggling, trying to find a way back in to get back to the person they was.
Sharita has struggled with drug addiction and health problems, but she says she has money and work.
Right now, I'm the production supervisor at my job. I've been at that job for 14 years.
So you work full-time?
Yes.
And this was one of the most striking things in the USC data. This new population of homeless people, a lot of them are working homeless. Karen Lincoln is a professor at USC. She led the team that conducted the survey.
There were a number of things that surprised me. I think the most surprising thing was people who were homeless, who were fully employed, and had high levels of education.
Karen says in the case of the working homeless, housing prices came up again and again as the reason. People were barely making ends meet, and then their rent increased, or their hours were cut at work, and they fell behind.
The average rent on an apartment in Los Angeles has been steadily increasing for years. It's now about $2,300 a month. Karen says as a result of rising rents, a lot of Angelenos have been living with family or a romantic partner, and when that relationship goes bad, they have nowhere to go. And this is the second characteristic of the new homeless.
A lot of the situations that people have reported is a breakup, right? They're living with someone. And so there's that support issue there where people are pooling resources and sharing resources. And when resources become constrained or they're not available, you know, it's difficult to move from that home situation to a new home situation because of the constraints on housing in Los Angeles.
In fact, this is exactly what happened to Sharita Murray. She was having trouble with her partner, so she left and was living in her car. But then she was pulled over by the police and arrested, and her car was impounded.
Last night, police took my brand new car. I said, please, officer, please, don't take the last thing I got. This is all I have. that I own, that I'm proud of I own. I'm so proud that I walked in there with that money to say I worked hard for.
Sherita says getting her car out would cost her at least a few hundred dollars, and she just doesn't have that money right now. That few hundred dollars is making the difference between Sherita sleeping in her car and being here, out on the sidewalk.
And so for people already struggling to pay the bills, one financial slip can have a huge ripple effect. When Brian Gaines was out talking to homeless people, he heard this time and time again. A lot of people's credit was completely destroyed during the financial crisis, and now one small financial setback can completely derail them.
One of the big issues came up is because of the fact that they lost their home, whether it was foreclosure or whatnot, many of them had very poor credit scores. And so just trying to repair their lives after the housing crashed and their credit and those types of things seemed to be a huge barrier. But even being able to qualify for someone to even to talk to you, to show you a place, many of them were being turned down to even have those conversations, to even look at a place.
A lot of these people are elderly. And that is another striking characteristic of the new homeless. They're a lot older.
Karen Lincoln says the numbers were shocking.
In LA County, 58% of the homeless population is 50 and older. It's an aging population.
Karen says a lot of older people are just more financially vulnerable, and they're less able to work certain jobs. They often have medical issues or need expensive medications. And of course, living on the street is especially hard for them. Karen and Brian said seeing elderly people living on the streets was just really heartbreaking.
And among those older people, the number of African Americans was particularly high. In fact, the African American share of the homeless population in LA has been growing. Karen says this was another very striking thing she saw in the data. On average, African Americans earn less over their lifetime, and this impacts their income in retirement. And it can put them over the edge when a financial hardship comes up.
So when you think about Social Security being based on earned income, right, it's just not enough to sustain people in Los Angeles and in California as a whole.
Karen says the survey found that 40% of the homeless population was African American. And African Americans only make up 8% of the population of LA County.
We're talking about a huge disproportionality. And we don't hear a lot of outcry or outrage about that. If those numbers pertain to other populations, I think we sort of think more about it. But really, when you think about homelessness in LA County, with 40% being African American and 38% being Latino, that is a race ethnic issue.
Karen says all of these factors are converging in LA County right now. The homeless population is blowing up. And she says these are not chronically homeless people or people who are homeless by choice or who can't hold down a job or who are mentally ill. In fact, half of the people surveyed said they had just become homeless for the first time.
It was striking. So in our sample, we had a little over 5,000, and half of them indicated that they were homeless for the first time.
In, like, the last year, or?
Well, actually, we were looking at homelessness within the, like, past 30 days.
The homeless problem in Los Angeles has been getting a lot of attention from politicians and the media. LA residents just voted to raise their taxes to pay for housing for homeless people, as well as more services and shelters. Sherita Murray, who lost her car two nights ago and is now living on the sidewalk, said she tried a shelter last night, but they were full. She says she'll try them again tonight.
Are you worried about where you sleep tonight?
In a way, yes. But I have faith in God. He'll find a way. You know what I mean? I came to California by myself at 17 with a suitcase and a dream to do something with my life. I haven't been out there on that street and survived. All that struggling and stuff, I know I can get up because I know me. I want to go live my life. I want to be happy.